And now we have a small selection of letters to the evening news.
Our first letter is from I. Smith of Felmingham, who argues that there is no justification for the Western Link. It was interesting to read Dan Grimmer's report on March the 26th regarding the proposed Anglia Square redevelopment and the Western Link. The report quotes that one of the most respected architects in this region and a former president of the Norfolk Association of Architects has called for the Western Link to the NDR to be scrapped. Mr. Michael Innes is now amongst a dozen experts and scientists who oppose this highly environmentally destructive road. Yet our council leaders seem to be ignoring them and think they know best planning to squander £200 million on it. The Western Link cannot be justified as a necessary link to the A47 or to reduce Pratt running. This country now has huge debts of many hundreds of billions of pounds as a result of the pandemic, so where is the money for this worthless road coming from? Our priority must be to fund the NHS properly and pay the frontline staff the pay they deserve so that they will be able to deal with the next pandemic. If we fail to do this, then we will see even more lives lost than we have seen over the last year.
Our next letter from Mr. R.A. Swetman of Norwich expresses his worry and exasperation at the possibility of having to have a vaccination passport. Revaccination passports. Why don't they just tattoo our vaccination on us or brand our forehead with a V or insert a microchip somewhere so that anyone entering without one would set off an alarm? No, we must get back our complete freedom to go into a pub, whether we have a three-course meal and a bottle of champagne, or a pint of beer and a packet of pork scratchings. Also, people like me who are older and don't have a mobile phone should not be discriminated against.